Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Alberto Gallo with us from RBS on Europe. We'll try to dive into this now. Alberto, if things changed in Europe this week?
Good morning from London, Tom. I think we're approaching a phase of volatility. There are still two big risks in Europe that the market hasn't been looking at for the past couple of months. The market has been very happy because of the ECB's action, but we forget that Italy is still in a unstable phase with reforms that need to be continued, and Italy approaches elections in just almost 10 days on the 24th of February. And also Spain has been increasing its debt load as soon as it got the ECB help last year. It increased further its guarantees to banks, regions, utilities, and we are going to have deficit numbers in Spain in the first week of March and GDP numbers at the end of February. Now, both of these things, we think, will rock the markets a little bit in Europe, although we remain relatively positive long term. But we think, you know, the next few weeks will be very bumpy.
But is it going to be bumpy in the same sense we saw over the last year, or is this a contained volatility because it's really Italy and Spain?
It is contained mainly, in my view, because the ECB is taking for the first time some structural steps to fix the European problem. And these steps are mainly around the banking union, so a stronger backstop, which is not just liquidity, not only kick-the-can type of measures. However, the politics are very key, the politics of the governments that the ECB is helping, because any type of help from the central bank is conditional. It's not just the present, it's based on government policies, which need to be credible, which need to apply the right reforms. Now, in Italy, you have a lower house and a Senate election on the 24th, and the problem is both they're not elected in the same way. The lower house is elected nationally, the Senate on a regional basis, and you have some big regions which are swing regions, similarly to Ohio, Virginia, and Florida.
Right. We haven't talked about Europe in ages, and then here we are, front and center again. Alberto, you were talking about the most interesting elections in Italy. Can Mr. Berlusconi take over power?
Well, the base case we have is that there's a democratic win with Monti in both the lower house and the Senate. However, Mr. Berlusconi and his party have staged last-minute recoveries in the past two elections, gaining several percentage points in the last few weeks. So the tail risk of having a lower house in democratic hands and a Senate in the center-right is rising. And a divided parliament would jeopardize a year of reforms. It would be very hard to pass more reforms, or maybe it would be even possible to unwind some of the past reforms if the parliament is hung in two. That's the real risk. We estimate that this is a one-in-four probability at the moment.
So the if Berlusconi manages to set up that situation, how do people trade Italy?
We're short. We've been short since before February. We continue to be short into elections. Eventually, we don't think that the worst-case scenario will materialize. But there is a lot of tail risk the last few days of as we approach elections.
Alberto, I think we need to describe that. Short means you're looking for lower bond prices and higher yields.
That's right. And even in the banks, we are short on bank bonds because some of the support that Monti has granted to banks could be put under discussion if he's not running the government next year. Now, the key here is a few regions, really, which are like the U.S. states in U.S. elections, a few regions in the north and the center, which determine Senate votes, because the Senate is elected similarly to the U.S. So you have these few swing regions, which are like Ohio and Virginia, which determine what happens in the Senate. And it's very hard to forecast what will eventually come out. You know, a one-in-four probability is substantial. We think investors should hedge this risk.
We got to ask about Spain. Obviously, Mariano Rajoy in some trouble, but nothing I've seen suggests he's going to be leaving office because everybody in his party seems to be involved in this. So is there really a market move to anticipate here?
Well, you know, the market has focused a lot on the corruption scandal, but we actually look at fundamentals as well, and that's what's really worrying us. Spain, since 2007, has doubled its debt from 500 billion to over a trillion euros, and that does not include the last quarter of last year. Mm-hmm. It's a huge amount of liabilities that the government has given to regions, to banks, to utilities. On the 31st of December, Rajoy has increased the ceiling for funding utilities which sell electricity below price to consumers, below cost. This is just one example. We don't think the policy at the moment is sustainable. We think Rajoy will have to ask for external help.
Interesting.
You know, there will be also a mix of politics and regional tensions with the independent movement in Catalonia, for example.
Very good. Alberto Gallo, thank you so much with RBS on Europe.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.